Joining me now is Aaron Prangley, the Associate Director of Government Relations for the American Association of University Women. Along with her today, we have Sabrina Schaefer, the Executive Director of the Independent Women's Forum. Aaron, let's start with you. Your group has been particularly vocal that the gender pay gap exists, that it's a problem. How do you think these actions today could help?
Well, thank you so much. The American Association has worked on this issue for a very long time. And quite frankly, we're thrilled and we're relieved. This is a great step for women and their families across the country. AUW research has shown that even accounting for all different factors, career, education, there is still an unexplained pay gap, which many believe is due to workplace discrimination.
Sabrina, I want to go to you. In addition to these executive actions, the president is also pushing for the Paycheck Fairness Act in Congress. You don't think these will actually make that big of a difference in advancing equal pay. Why is that?
No, that's exactly right. Well, first of all of this is premised on the faulty 77 cent statistic that women only make 77 cents on what every dollar that a man earns. Even the White House yesterday conceded this point, that this is a gross overstatement when you control for any number of very important factors, college major, time spent out of the workforce, time spent in the office each day, the wage gap all but disappears. And so we want to make sure that we're not creating more legislation based on A, a faulty statistic, and B, that won't actually close the wage gap. What the bill will do is pad the pockets of trial lawyers who will be lining up, because women will be automatically filed into class suits. There will be no cap on damages. This will make it harder for employers to tie remuneration to actual work product. This is a disaster and will have nothing to do to actually protect women or men in the workplace.
Aaron, I want to go back to you because we do tend to cite that 77 cents for every dollar that men earn. There has been a lot of criticism around that number. What did you guys find when you dug into the pay gap?
Well, thanks for bringing that up. You know, I think the 77 cent number is actually not being used appropriately by some folks. In fact,
right.
AAUW has done, in our most recent report, graduating to a pay gap, an apples-to-apples comparison of women and men just 1 year out of college. And when you look at that, there's still an unexplained pay gap. And what is disturbing to me is those who would write off this gap as not significant. Listen, a pay gap which affects your earnings is going to have a significant impact on your opportunities and choices. Whether you go back to school, whether you can afford a home, a car, all of these issues are very real for young women graduating right now, just 1 year, who are making 7% less than from the same job, graduating from the same school, with working the same hours, in the same industries and occupations.
All right, Sabrina.
So if you look at graduating to a pay gap and the methodology we use, you can see the pay gap is very real.
All right, thanks for that, Aaron. Sabrina, I'm going to go back to you for the last word. There have been some studies that say when you control for education, when you control for the job, there still is some kind of a pay gap there.
Sure.
What's your take on that? Is there something that needs to be done?
Well, first of all, there is a very small pay gap, maybe 4, 5, 6 cents, some of which may be explained by discrimination. Certainly some of it may be explained by women's choices and women's behavior, things like what we know, for instance, that women don't negotiate their wages as often as men do. This can have an impact as well. What we want to remind viewers is that there are already laws on the books, right? The Equal Pay Act of 1963 and the Civil Rights Act of 1964 both protect women and men against baseless gender discrimination. The Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, which the president is touting today, allows women to sue for literally years after they might have discovered they were discriminated against. So what we really want is to provide the tools to women to better themselves,
sure,
to learn how to negotiate, to learn conflict resolution, to learn how to get that corner office. This law won't do that. This law will simply pad the pockets of trial lawyers.
Well, that's not correct. This law addresses inequities.
We're out of time. We're going to have to leave it there.
Standardization of pay.
Thank you very much for joining us.